You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media's Public Radio for the farming world. Eric Snodgrass from Agrible now joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. Boy, what a change it's been, Eric. Over the last 24 hours, we dropped substantially as a cold front came through, and it shows.
Well, I tell you, I kind of wish we could go back to yesterday because I got this hint of spring, but yeah, we had a front that passed through here. And it's interesting, that front, you know, where that colder, dry air has kind of moved in, what it's going to do is it's going to take this next system that we're watching kind of take shape over the next several hours. Well, it's going to sneak to our south for the most part. You know, in parts of Missouri, in southern Illinois, in fact, there's going to be a mix down there for freezing rain and sleet when you get down south of St. Louis, really to southern Illinois, Kentucky with this first system. But I'll tell you something, we've overall seen a pretty flexible shift in the position and strength of the jet stream over the west. That's quite important because, you know, we've been talking about this trough out there, but what it's really done is it's elongated. And now it's deep out west, but then the bottom edge of it runs all the way from Southern California to the East Coast. And that is what we call a long wave in atmospheric sciences. And the point behind telling you that is those waves tend to not move. They tend to stay stationary or sometimes even retrograde west. All right, what does all this mean in terms of our weather? Well, because that trough stays out west, this really prevents, you know, these pieces like these little short waves coming off in the central plains initiating big, big, big low pressure systems. So we're going to see multiple chances of precipitation through the next 10 days, but none of them are going to be these big hitting, you know, massive low pressure systems like winter storms. So we've got our next chance of getting some snow around here kind of sneaking through on Sunday morning. But it's going to be this broad sheet of snow that stretches from Montana all the way through Illinois by Sunday morning. But it's not going to be, you know, dumping feet. It's going to be just, you know, one of these quick little hitters that kind of moves on through. And the thing is that the pattern, because of the establishment of that trough out west, means we're going to be seeing more cold air than warm air, I think, at least over the next 10 to 15 days. So it looks like February is really going to finish on a wet note and on a colder note for us. Now, what I'm very concerned about is to our south and east. We have already picked up a pretty sizable, on some locations, well over 8 inches of surplus rainfall over the last 30 days. And we've got in the forecast for the same region to pick up another 2 to possibly, in some locations, 5 to 6 inches of rain. Now, the region I'm talking about is going to be parts of Arkansas, south Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, Georgia, that area. And because that area has been so wet recently, we've got almost all of their, the river gauges at or above flood stage. And my concern is we're going to put so much more rainfall down on that area for the next 7 to 10 days. We may be risking, you know, the ability to move, you know, goods and services and grain up and down the river because the rivers down there are not frozen. So they can still move a lot of goods. But this much rain, this is a time long-lasting flooding threat for that area.
Hey, turn your attention to South America then. CONAB, USDA's counterpart out of Brazil, on Tuesday lowered its size of the Brazilian soybean crop to about 115 million metric tons. But I take it the weather's getting better there.
Yeah, you know, what took a lot of that yield out was the fact that the mission was not being cooperative with a stronger Brazilian monsoon. Really, for the last 45 days, the first crop, down there, which was that soybean crop. So the thing is that pattern has shifted. We've now gotten over into what's called phase 1 and phase 2 of the MJO, and that's allowing the Brazilian monsoon to strengthen again. So we're seeing wetter than average conditions in Brazil while things are drying out in Argentina. Now, still quite a bit of thunderstorm activity in Argentina, but not the widespread flooding rains that they saw while Brazil was getting so much drier. So this has been, you know, we've kind of gone into the reverse of what we've been talking about for the last 45 or maybe days on Friday here. So this is going to be favorable for safrinha crop, which is mostly a corn and cotton crop in most of Brazil.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.